The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. As always, Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend.
Man, it is so hard to do these Sunday shows, buddy, during hunting season.
It is hard.
I know. But we are filling up that freezer. And, man, I'm excited to just keep on, you know, keeping it real here and going over what's going on in this. I just appreciate, I'm just glad I get to be here and sharing this information with people in and around Western Montana. I thought I would just hop right into some statistics. You know, statistics are super boring.
Oh, you love numbers.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Let's just get the numbers out of the way.
I know. I was talking to my mom. My mom is an analytical personality style, and I'm not. So she loves checklists. And it's oh, my gosh. And the check make me fall asleep. But anyway, here's what's going on. We're going to start today. I know this is going to shock you, Casey. We're going to start with Lake County. We've never done a Lake County update.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Lake County
is up to 124 homes on the market. Well, listen to this. Of all the four counties we're going to go over right now, Lake County is at 102 mean days on the market. 102.
Wow.
I mean, 102. And the average price reduction up there is $50,000. Mineral County, we do a bunch of business in Mineral County, Superior, St. Regis, parts of Alberton, is got 29 homes for sale only. You know, it's obviously super sparsely populated, right?
Right.
86 days on the market with only 29 for sale. In a 30,000 average price reduction, Ravalli County is at 234 homes for sale. Now, these are like quadruple,
right?
You know what they were, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was a house for sale in Mineral County, it was like one of two before.
One or two, yeah. One or two.
Well, there isn't much to choose from, yeah. And there's only 12 people that live there total, you know. But anyway, we love Mineral County. People are like, you really go that far? I'm like, dude, Superior's like 45, 50 minutes. It's like,
well, I got plans to go hunting there later on.
Exactly. I'm like, they didn't know how far I drive to go shoot mallards.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't matter. Exactly. Some guy asked me to come to his duck camp in South Dakota in a few weeks, and I was like, can I come now? You know, like, I just go wherever, you know.
Make it on the road.
Yeah, what are we going to wait for? So, but anyways, but 234 homes for sale, Ravalli County, 90 days on market in Ravalli County. 90, it's 90 up to
days.
90. Last time I was on here, it was like 75, right?
Right.
This is insane. And then 60,000 average price reduction down in Ravalli County.
60 grand.
Ravalli County is always the hardest hit. Always.
Right.
I don't know why that is, but it is always the hardest.
Is it kind of a barometric? They're not barometric.
Barometric pressure.
Is it a barometer?
It's a barometer. No, it's one of those things where what's happening, like, I think it has to do with I think maybe a little bit more overpricing than normal.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that is
just Bitterroot in general.
How they do their comps or whatever else. I'm not going to pretend to know. But the fact of the matter is that the days on market down there are more. And really, I believe why it is the population is about 40 to 45,000 down there. The exact number, right? But, and it has 234 for sale. And Missoula County has 268 for sale, but we've got like 125.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like virtually like we're like three times the population with almost exactly as many homes for sale.
Yeah.
So I think there's just like naturally it just takes a little bit longer anyways. So that's always a really good option. But when the inventory is that high with a low population base like that, now granted, people who work in Missoula County will live all the time in Ravalli County and make that
you're
drive.
You're looking at one right here.
Me too. Yeah. I don't live in Ravalli County. I'm like half miles. I've always said half mile from low taxes. How did I get up with the other thing too is like, that's as far as my wife will get from the front door of Costco.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like she gets the Onyx map out. She draws that little circle around that little radius feature, right? And that's as far as she let me go. But I'm grateful that I'm at least in Florence. I'll be up in Missoula County. But yeah, so it's like jeepers creepers, 90 days on market, 60,000 reduction. Now these houses are still not sold. And in Missoula County, 268, these are homes. homes. This does not count land or commercial. And 75 days on market and a 50,000 average price reduction in. So the inventory is like up and away, four or five times what it was before, you know, just 4 or 5, 6 months ago.
But the affordability is still down.
Affordability is like so, affordability is ridiculous. Like, you know, you throw in 7% interest rates. And for those that weren't tuned in last week, you know, one of the things that we talked about for a long time, we're going to talk about price reductions and really seller, like the number one conversation I'm having, what I'm having to do right now that I did not have to do before. We'll really go over this. We'll touch on it. But I'm recording a video personally for each one of my sellers every single week. And I'm going, here's what we got to do to get this thing sold. Because I can look, I've done this for long enough, where I can actually look and see what we need to do in order to get it done. And how we know we're getting close is we're having 3 to 5 showings a week. Yeah. That's how we know.
Yeah, right? Then you're priced right.
Yeah, then we're like, we could be like ballpark. We go 2 or 3 weeks, 3 to 5 showings, we should have an offer or two, right? And now here, what is selling? That stuff that's 350 is still selling. We have a property out in Alberton right now. We've had 5 or 6 offers on it. It's out in the middle of nowhere, and the house is in rough condition. It's a cool property, but it's in rough condition. It's a, you know, log-sided home, and you know, part of it's not even chinked. Oh, wow. But there's tons of potential there, and of course they're going to be able to put some sweat equity into that and do really well. But think about that. You know, you can still get little pockets of brilliance out there, but mostly in that under 400,000 range. That's because that's what people can afford right now, Casey.
Right. That's
with
all
this high interest rate.
Even consider affording myself.
I know. It's crazy. So last week I was thinking, I was like, how do I explain this in layman's terms? How do I make it make sense, you know, to my small brain?
if I was to look at me right now, yeah, that's right, explain it to me.
Exactly. Like, how do I make it make sense? And you know, $800,000 at 3%, because that's what the rates were, is a payment, not including taxes and insurance, just principal interest, is $3,373. But when the rates went up to 4%, the person could only afford, would only be approved for $706,500, and the payment would be $3,373.
And that was at 4%.
That was at 4%. Yeah. So then when the rates went up to 5%, which they have, it went to keep a $3,373. Let's just say that they're approved for a $3,373 principal and interest payment per month. At 5%, they're only approved, they go from $706,000 down to $620,000.
Wow.
At 6%, because we've blown past that now, to keep a payment of $3,373, you're only approved for $562,000.
Jeez.
At 7%, because that's where rates are today, give or take an eighth of a point, to keep a $3,373 a month payment, you're at $507,000.
That's $300,000 less house?
$293,000 off.
Wow.
So the sellers are going, well, how come my house isn't selling? How come my days on market are high? How come I've had to do price reduction after price reduction after price reduction? Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to talk about this.
No,
I do, you know, because I'm super docile. Yeah, I'm really, you know, I'm not abrupt in any way, shape, or form. But it's just one of those things where the buyers went from being able to afford $800,000
worth of house
to $507,000, and the only way they can get, and so they're looking at a caliber of home that was $800,000 a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Now they've got to look at something that's $507,000. It could be a fine home, but it isn't nearly what they were looking at before for the same darn payment. And so we wonder why the affordability is low. The rates are so high, and not only that, everyday living's high too.
If you wanted to, though, would you get into the $500,000 house, like you said, and just date the rate?
You know? So what I would actually do, and what I just did on it, I just bought an investment product. Maybe are we close to where we should take it? Because I want to get into like what I did personally.
Actually could take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a quick one.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, you know, because, and they're probably relieved that they get a break from the BS.
We are. Dude, we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice in the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is, when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar. Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we were just talking about how the affordability of houses has been just going down, just a downward slope.
Yeah, I want to talk like not trying to be negative, but there's ways to win in this market. Mm-hmm. Like there really is. So I want to give an example of something that now that it's closed, I can actually talk about it. So we go over to Dillon and we hunt quite a bit over there. We know a lot of the landowners and we lease a farm over there for waterfowl, big game, and for fishing. And I'll show you. Remind me to show you that I let some of my friends go fish on this. I got to show you this fish.
Good grip and grins.
Oh, buddy. Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm like, you catch anything? She's like, no. And she sent me this little photo. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I didn't really look. It was like Loch Ness.
Just a little guy.
Yeah, it was great. It's always one of my greatest things is just to share the outdoors with people I know and love. But anyway, so what we did was there was a house that was listed for $300,000 over there. Okay. And we knew we obviously pull comps, and we knew that was what we effectively would call or affectionately call a little crazy. So not only to begin with was a little nuts on the pricing, which, I mean, sellers are in fantasy land or were. And when this started, it was on the market for a few months and whatever else. Super nice couple. And I can't blame them for trying. I mean, you know,
the market was everywhere. You know,
for now, it's a free country, brother. You can do whatever you want to do. Right. So it's one of those things. And so but we're like, OK, we're kind of sort of comfortable around 275, 270. Because if the market comes down a little bit or whatever, if it comes down 10%. We're still, quasi-protected. And I know over time the house is going to go up anyway. But the big thing for us is, like, what can we rent this for in Dillon or VRBO for? We bought it for a second home, number one, but number two, to rent it out while we're not there.
Well, yeah, a short-term rental. Dragging a fifth wheel everywhere.
Airbnb. Yeah, exactly. I say the hotels over there are like $229, $249 a night with a dog, and of course, I've got Brady. So it's just one of those things where you're just like, I can't, I'm going to be over there for 17 weekends in a row, basically. How am I going to take in people hunting? How am I going to, that's a tough, you're going to go home to your wife and say, whether you can afford it or not, the fact of the matter is, should you just give that to them or should you invest in something over there? So we decided to invest in something. So it was 300 and, our offer came in right around 270. We were accepted. Well, then we did the home inspection, right? And through the home inspection, we learned that there was, some things. It's a house was built in 1920, like a lot of the downtown houses over there, and it had a couple additions, and it was like typical older houses, uneven floors and this, that, and the other thing. But they had done a lot of remodeling on the house, and there were still some rough patches that we'll get to here. But the one thing that for us is we're like, gosh darn it, we negotiated another $20,000 off through the home inspection, so we're down approximately 50 from where they started or 40 from where they started by the time it all said and done. But how we negotiated that, that $20,000 off, because we're just going to pay cash for the repairs, is we said, well, we want to have the seller do a 3-1 buy down. So what we did was our interest rate on a second home was actually going to be 7.99% rate.
Wow.
Like, fall over dead.
Yeah.
So we were like,
heartbreak.
Yeah, I know. So we were like, well, what are we going to do? And it's just our payment was going to be like $1,800 or something like that, $1,900. And it's like, you're not going to rent something in Dillon, a 1,500 square foot house from 1920 for $1,800. And if they do, they're not doing something legal. It's not going to afford that. So we said, we've got to get that down to about 1500. That's something that's probably between what I say per month's not staying at hotels and VRBO or Airbnb. That's going to be something that we can cash flow. Yep. It makes, and plus the tax write off with the cost segregation and stuff on our taxes, because we're in a 40% tax bracket, which is just nuts. So the thing is I said, we got to do a 3-1 buy down. So the seller, when we were negotiating, agreed to keep the deal in bed, if you will, is to help us buy our rate down 2%. Percentage points, but it cost 3% of the sale price. So we ended up doing 265 is how we gauged that, with some repairs included in that. And on top of that, getting another $10,000 closing cost credit. So really, we bought the house around 250, 255, but we added the closing costs on top of there.
How does the 3% buy down work?
So how that worked is, so let's say They took 3% of our final sale price, which was $265,000.
Okay.
They took that. It was really $255,000, but we added $10,000 on top of there for closing costs and things like that.
Right.
It's a little more complex than that, but just to, for example, right? We were negotiating the inspection, and part of the negotiation was at the new price of $265,000, you're going to pay $10,000 on our closing costs or prepaids. So you can have the so what we did was we had the seller, and we get to save $350 a month on our payment, right? To where it made sense. What we did was we had them pay the bank for us 3% of that $265,000, or approximately about $7,000. I think that comes out to almost $8,000.
Considered like a down payment.
It goes actually to the bank. So the bank gave us a 5.99 rate instead of a 7.99 rate.
That's pretty
good. It cost 3% of the sale price to buy the interest rate of the loan down 2 points.
Is that something that happens pretty
often? People are just hearing about it now, but it's been around forever. This is not new, except nobody needed to do that at 3%.
Well, yeah.
So now they do.
Now you would.
Yeah, and your rate's going to be when we locked in. If we would have done that now, we'd have been lucky to get a 7.99 rate. That same loan now, somewhere around 9%.
Yeah. Oh, because it's the second home.
Because the rate's gone up since we locked in.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going up, up, and away. So anyways. But I wanted to talk today. So that's one way that you can lower your monthly payment is to just do a rate buy down.
Yeah.
And that's what we opted to do versus just get a lower price. Because saving $300 a month is going
to
quickly add up
some
or reduce
value
that principal.
To it too.
Yeah. And it allows us to cash flow on our investment.
Right.
Which is what you want. Right. So we went over before the break, the buying power, how a person who could afford $800,000 can now only afford just over $500,000, the same payment.
Right.
Think about that. $300,000 less buying power.
Yeah.
Right? That's crazy. So you can use that rate buy down. But some of the things, it's just like what I look at is like when I'm consulting my sellers on a weekly basis, I tell them, how do you know you're not overpriced? And we've talked about this or touched on this through the weeks for a few minutes, but realistically, I gotta say, if you're set in your ways as a seller right now, you either don't have to sell or it's a stubborn thing. Like I understand, like people want they have an amount that they want to get, but if they're not getting 3 to 5 showings and offers within a week or two or three at the most, there's only one reason why that is. And
we've seen those people on the classified ads where they put an old used bike or something on there, and they want $100 more than what it's worth.
Right. You live in Stevensville. Are you going to go down to Super One and buy moldy bread? You know what I mean? Now, you might buy some salad dressing, blue cheese that's moldy. You know, it has blue stuff in there. But why do people eat that? But anyways, you know what I'm saying? But anyhow, so if you do that, oh my gosh, turn the dial. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't even like it on hot wings or anything. But it's like, would you buy like moldy bread for full price?
Right.
No, like you're not going to buy a month old bread for the same thing or an automobile that's 3 years old, for the same price as one that's 2022 or I guess now 2023s are out.
But when you see it, it's laughable when people are just it obviously means more to them than they don't want to get rid of it.
So then you have to question, like, do they really want to sell? Do they want to or they need to? So for real estate agents, there's a lot of agents that listen to this, which I appreciate. I probably make them cringe 3 or 4 times per show, but the fact is it's called Real Estate Revolution, not Real Estate Amiable, a real estate pacifist, right?
He just said that out loud.
He did. I can't believe it. He just said that out loud. But if we don't have truth, I mean, what do we have really, right? I mean, so how does someone prepare? Again, 3 to 5 showings a week and offer within 2 to 3 weeks. That's how
you're priced right.
Yeah. I mean, because we've entered this shifting market. I mean, we can sit down, I told someone the other day, I joke around a lot about my weight, and I was 310 and I am down to 253, which is great. I can see my feet again. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what, the dad bod persists. So not pretending that we're in a shifting market is almost just like me going, yeah, you have a six pack. it's just not there. It's like you could totally deny. There's a lot of stuff you could deny.
Yeah.
But that is they're just kind of like in denial. So
I don't have a six pack. I have the whole keg.
You have the whole keg. I know. I think that. Oh buddy, I know. I feel your pain, man. I'm like, do you like eat a cheeseburger? Once you're over 35 and like 4 more stick on the other side. I'm not exactly sure what's up with that. But so we've entered the shifting market, right? And there's just that there's there's this chasm between what the buyers are feeling and what the sellers are feeling. And it's our job as real estate agents to bridge that gap and just have super frank discussion. I mean, it's our job to take listings that'll sell and be super honest with people on the price up front. Because here's the thing, if I'm not honest with that person about their price, whether it's what they want to hear or not, because in next year, if that seller actually goes down 10%, which most of them probably won't, they ain't going to go down another 10%.
No.
You know, so, you know, we might see another 5 to 10% depreciation next year, but after that, it should start leveling off.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to be back up to where we are now here for 5 to 7, 8 more years. I just don't think we're going to get back up to where we are today.
My kid's going to be grown by then.
Your kid's going to be grown and out the door. It won't matter.
The house is already too small.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. I mean, it's hunting season, dude. There's sales on wall tents. Stick them on the backyard. What are you doing?
Thought about it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I did think about that.
Yeah.
Just going to build.
You just got to get him the negative 40 sleeping bag. You know, it's only a couple weeks where it's below zero. I mean, he'll be fine. Yeah. You know? I mean, geez.
We call it the apartment when it's really just a treehouse.
Yeah, that's right. Honey, son, this is going to be so fun. We are going to grant you with a wall tent until you turn 18. Now, most kids don't get that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you just, you know, make it look like a reward.
Well, he's starting to stink up the house, too, so that's not a bad idea.
I know that's coming. Oh, my God. So, I know I have all this great stuff to look forward to. But we just have to be like super frank right now, and I never want to be the guy that in 6 months had the listing and I was afraid to tell the client that if you do not come down a little bit right now, you're going to have to come down a lot later. Like, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I had someone today, they were stuck at 1.5. I recommended 1.3. They said, well, you know, we live in a certain area of town. We really, truly, you know, believe that we can go to 1.5 and we'll try that for a little while. And if, you know, and, you know, realistically, if that doesn't come to fruition, you know, we'll consider coming down. Well, you know, I sent him a video, I sent him a weekly video. And finally I was like, look, you know, you're on the market now for 90 days. There's, you know, we had one offer in the 1.3s. Just, I'm not trying to be right. Like, I'm not like, oh, I was right. You know, it was only in the 1.3s. That has nothing to do with it. Fact is, they can't get out of their mind that this is just like a 1 or 2 month thing that we're going through here. Mm. This is a global recession, literally in every way, from energy to, I mean, this is, we have to watch our spending over the next little while. There's no doubt about it. But people will have to sell and they will have to buy no matter what forever. Let's just try to be smart about it.
Right.
Like, literally, that seller that's going to sell is going to be able to buy for less as well. So, sell now, literally selling right now is the highest you're going to sell for the next 6 or 7 years, in my opinion. Literally, today.
Because it's going to continue to go.
It will. And I don't know how fast or how slow, but, you know, right now we're living on borrowed money, frankly, you know, from all the stimulus that they put in. But that those chickens are coming home to roost here sooner than later. So, you know, me and my wife are like, we love Amazon. You come home every day like, Christmas!
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, like, it's like jeepers, creepers, you know, like, we're done with that. We told ourselves last night, Dad, I can't get no more duck decoys.
Well,
you know, I still have a couple boxes on the front porch, but you know, it's okay. I'm not gonna open them. I'm just gonna stare at them. I'll put I just write a new date on there.
If you want to sell them, you know,
that's right.
I'll give you 10% less than what you paid for.
I do have some I can sell you. They're a couple years old, but and they're twice with inflation. They're more than what I paid.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, we will.
I need some more Robo Ducks.
Yes, I have lots of those. That's for sure. But you know, that's the thing to remember, folks, is that like realistically. Like, and for real estate agents, like, and for sellers, you have to allow them to be super frank with you. Like, what you want, I hate
straight to the point.
Like, what you want it has to be based right now, especially in reality. There's no sugarcoating. We cannot sugarcoat this to people. We cannot tell them that the market's the same as 6 weeks ago. It's an outright lie.
Right.
Frankly.
It's changed so much since our show last Sunday.
Yeah, since last Sunday. I mean, I know. The days on market have actually gone up exactly 7 days.
I know.
Since last week. So it's crazy. It's like going up. So we upped our... We're upping our digital marketing spend. We were talking about this before the show. We've had to, as a company, go through our P&L every month. Right now, we're going through it with a fine tooth comb, saying that worked, that didn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 months ago, our outgo for marketing and staffing was $67,000 just to open our door. So, like, consider the average agent maybe spends $500 to $800 a month, $67,000 a month for our sellers, and a lot of that was one time expenses, mailers, and things like this to advertise these listings. But, you know, on average, we're spending $47,000. $1,000 per month just to open the doors for the real estate team, for our agents. They get to plug into all of that, and that's for our sellers. Think about how much marketing that is. But, you know, the best marketing in the world, and this is something that sellers don't realize, like, I could spend $300,000 a month, and if you're $100,000 or $150,000 overpriced, it does not matter.
Nope.
It doesn't matter how my gray hair glistens.
Yeah,
you know, in the photos.
It doesn't matter how amazing the video and the editing quality.
It doesn't matter what I say or do. Yeah. If you're overpriced in this market, your home is going to sit there like a rock, and nothing's going to happen. And how you know is 3 to 5 showings per week. That's literally the gauge.
I guess there is a way you could do it, though.
Yeah.
If you told me there was $150,000 buried in the basement.
Yes, exactly.
That's great marketing.
That's right. And that doesn't mean the last realtor that had it listed has a will for $150,000 buried down there. Yeah. But, you know, because it's like, so, but for real estate agents, make sure that you're super frank with the sellers out there on the pricing. They actually do want honesty, and not being honest just to go home and say, oh, I took a listing, I believe is like malpractice in the real estate industry, truly, to take on purpose an overpriced listing. But yet I see it happen all of the time. Right. So sometimes we believe people and they say, yeah, we'll come down if it doesn't work. It doesn't work our way for a week or two or three. And a lot of times, be real careful, agents, write that into the contract. Because a lot of times you go spend front load some of this marketing for professional photography, like we do videography, you know, Matterport. And then, you know, in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, they say, oh, no, we're not going to do that. Right. You know, so and you're stuck with the bill.
With the bill for doing all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we can get put together, too. We really have to up the conversation. Yep. We really have to up the conversation, the communication with our sellers. So that realistically, what you need to be gauging sellers out there, if you're listed right now, your real estate agent, not to tell them how to do their job, they should be doing it anyways. But the fact of the matter is, on a weekly, W-E-E-K, not W-E-A-K-L-Y, okay, basis. Yeah, okay. And I stress that. They really, truly need to go over the days on market like we do at the beginning of every one of these shows.
Right.
Then we need to look at what the average price reduction is, because those prices are down 50 to 60,000 respectively, and they're still not sold. So they're going to have to come down some more, because if they were going off like hotcakes there, the days on market wouldn't be going up every week, Casey, that we look at.
Right.
You know, so the communication has to be increased big time between the agent and the seller. It has to be once or twice per week. So we send out comps in that neighborhood once per week, sold comps, so they can look at the decreases there. And then we also send out a personal video to them where we actually record the screen of the MLS and we show them exactly what's going on. Why? So we can get ahead of the reductions, get them under contract, get them sold before it's $100,000 less in the springtime.
Yeah, and then you're even more money out of your pocket.
Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. So, I mean, but the sellers are actually now finding that next place, which hasn't happened for a long time. Like the people who are listing right now, we are getting them under contract and we are helping them find their next place, which is great. Yeah, because there's 4 or 5 times more inventory.
Right.
Whereas before they're like, you know, it was like a, you know, shot in the dark, you know, to find them something. But now it's happening left and right, which is great. So increasing the communication, setting realistic expectations on price is so important. But the darndest things I hear, and we're probably getting short on time, that I hear from sellers, these are some of the darndest things I hear, I wrote this down, is that they think that this is just a blip in the radar. Like, this is just going to be a month or two.
It's going to go
away.
And
then the rates are going to go flying down, that this thing is just a blip in the radar. I cannot say how wrong that is. This is something that we better be, you know, ready to hold on to for 2 or 3 years before we level out at the bottom. And then we start going back up. So there's going to be a downward trend, and then there's going to be a leveling trend, in my opinion, and an upward trend. And I don't think we're back to where we're at now for 5, 6, 7 years. So if you can hang on that long, that's really a good option. Here's another thing you'll never hear a real estate agent say. Some of you shouldn't list. Some of you should go buy something for less in a few months, maybe. Okay, might be a thought. Or negotiate that down now. I think that's better because the rate's lower.
Right.
But they could also rent out their current home.
For the income.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because rentals are through the roof right now as well. Yeah. That's one of the things. And then so it's not temporary. Or they're saying, oh, I'm going to wait for this cash buyer because cash buyers don't care about financing. Well, the person buying that house from the cash buyer, they might not get as much cash.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And also people that have cash right now are you know, they're usually savvy. And they're going, well, we might go through a little bit of another 5 or 10. Yeah, they're either going to hold on to it or they're going to say, I want something for my cash because there's not all these other financing contingencies. And, you know, you're seeing so many more. There was 25 sale fails in one day when I went on the MLS a few days ago.
Well,
25 in one day. I mean, so that's just a sign of the times. But I'm telling you, I'm still purchasing property.
Yeah.
So if, you know, if someone has a house that they just don't want to put on the market and they'd like a cash offer, I mean, I am looking to purchase right now. I am absolutely not going to stop investing in real estate, regardless of how good or bad the market is, because there's one thing I know, and I can prove that because I just closed on something a week ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am never going to stop investing in real estate because I know in 5 to 10 years, it's going to be worth a heck of a lot more than it is now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Regardless.
In every sense of the word.
Yeah.
Yep. So, well, yeah.
There you go.
So that's some tips.
Well,
you think I meant it?
You know, if you ever need any more great tips from Jason Baker, what's the phone number to call?
406-552-4443, or go to our website, jasonbakerteam.com, or heck, you could just Google me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. He's kind of Google. A big deal.
No, I don't know about that.
If you missed any of this show or any of our previous shows, there are some great tips on our previous shows, too. You can go dig them up at newstalkkgbo.com on demand with our podcast. All right. Jason, thank you so much, as always, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Go
it's Real Estate Revolution Radio on News Talk KGBO.